All right, joined by our Top Fuel champion, Blake Alexander, the Toronto Auto Service Center Top Fuel Dragster driver. Blake is having an amazing season here in 2018. This is his second career victory. He carded his first career victory earlier this year in Norwalk, Ohio. So the real kind of amazing stat on Blake's season so far, out of the six races he has competed in, he has appeared in three final rounds, now winning two of those three. Blake started his career racing in the NHRA's Junior Dragster League and has graduated to the highest ranks of Top Fuel. So, natural question, man. Last weekend, come out of Denver, you were dejected, publicly said, hey, I've lost in a hole shot. This feels awful. I'm trying to deal with it. This weekend, you get to a final round, and you're able to assist your team, do a masterful job pedaling the car, and win. So, do all things come out even in the end there?
I don't like having bad lights. I'm really upset with myself, but I'm not going to be a downer. We'll take the silver lining in all this, and we will move forward and go to Indy. I know we're a part-time team, but we come here trying to win every race and trying to hang out and have fun. And we always do both. Not always, but you know, most of the time we're close to doing both. So
a lot of people from the company Pronto that sponsored your car here this weekend. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, obviously this is the kind of performance you'd love to put on with those people in the house.
Yeah, they canceled their flight. I mean, nice. My life has changed a little bit this year just with the car running so well. I, you know, need to book my flights later, and just the opportunity that Bob's given me to drive his race car has been honestly paramount in my career at this point, to take me to higher levels of competition. It's stressful trying to win every weekend, but I'm learning how to do it, and I have Ron Douglas to help me, you know, teach me, and you know, I'm learning to and trying to do my best.
A few years ago at Indy, you had some success in the funny car, won a few rounds. I specifically remember a moment at the top end when you climbed out of the car and the guys came down and you started yelling at them, somebody needs to go buy more fuel, because I don't think you guys even had enough fuel in the pit to make the next round. You come literally 180 out of that situation now, where you show up and you're expected to be a factor in these races. So talk a little bit about your mentality. Is it more pressure on you now, know that you get a car you can win, or was it more stressful then when it was just kind of a crapshoot whether or not the thing was going to make it down the racetrack?
Oh, I was just playing with house money before, and now I'm playing with you know, some of the best people in the sport, and I don't want to ever let them down. And I, you know, obviously today could have done better, but we have this trophy and I'll forget about it and use whatever I can pull out of it to do better. I just, you know, try to do my best, and I just was, you know, I've been trying to win more races, and I don't know exactly what happened. I need to watch the final round. I know I had a 157 light. I know that everything I'm, you know, enjoying right now, I'm going to ultimately be mad at myself at the end of the day because of my performance. But when you win, it erases all that. And I'm honestly learning how to do all this and figuring it out. And, you know, I'm glad that today, while I was learning, I have this trophy.
What's your relationship with Ron Douglas? How does your crew chief driver relationship work?
It's pretty cool. I mean, he's hard on me and I'm hard on myself, and we actually don't ever get that happy. Like, we just always are trying to dig for more and find more and understand more. And if the car doesn't go down the track, he's dejected. If I don't run well, I'm dejected, and or leave well. And I just, you know, we are growing together and doing well. And he's been something that just has taught me a new level of precision in the sport. And obviously today could have gone a little better for me on the starting line, but I'm just glad it won.
You threw everything there was at that car on that final run. Walk us through that final run.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting in the car, and I was getting hot, and I was just waiting and waiting and waiting to run. Whenever you get up for the final round, I've noticed that, like, you end up getting in the car way too early because it just takes a long time for everything to develop with live TV and winners and everyone celebrating. Now, that aside, I knew it might smoke the tires. I knew he was going to try to run. He ran 76 yesterday in the heat of the day, and trying to repeat that probably doesn't have as high of a percentage of happening over and over again. So I knew that there was a possibility that something could happen, and I'm just, you know, ready to be light-footed down there with and use my right foot as quickly as I can to get off of it. And then, you know, I would say credit to Dale Worsham, for I used to drive for him, and he was pretty awesome at pedaling the race car and, like, could, like, ease back into the throttle, and I always watched him and talked to him about it. And kind of taught me how to do some things that I'm glad I know how to do.
You said on Victory Lane that it would be pretty easy for you not to be going to Seattle because you just do what you do, but there must be part of you that wants to take the momentum of this and stay in the car.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm not lying. I always tell myself that I'm on a scenic journey and, you know, I'm doing it my own way, and I think a lot of people know this, bring the sponsorship and show up and drive the race car, and I have now a compliment in Bob Vandergriff Racing that has other sponsors, but the whole opportunity I have is a lot of hard work behind the scenes, and I have to work when I'm back at home on other business ventures, and I don't know, man, I just work a lot and never give up, and I've thought a couple times about doing so, and it never really, you know, is something that I'm willing to do because I'm going to keep fighting.
Potential for a full-time ride next year?
I have no idea, man. Bob and I are working on it. He had a big meeting this week, and I was helping him prepare for it and talking to him about it. I mean, he's really good in the business aspect of racing. I know that my schedule's expanding and my sponsors are excited, but you know, I don't exactly know for sure if I'm going to go full time. I think it would be cool if instead of running the World Finals, we run Pomona first, because that probably would have made the difference this year.
Yeah, and I guess it should be noted you're 12th in points right now, and you're I think 50 or 60 out of the countdown. With this race, you're going to be even closer than that. Now that's going to change by the time we get to Indy, but you've maximized every opportunity you've had this year, and it's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, I'm getting lots of time at home, and I'm getting lots of time with you guys, so I'm happy.
when you won at Norwalk, you were pretty emotional
after
that race. And are you taking it a little more in stride this time? Does it feel a little more natural, maybe?
Yes. And I, you know, like, at Norwalk, I knew I had the people to do it, but I also just didn't know for sure if it would ever happen. And the complete, like, you know, crescendo of everything happening all at once was kind of, like, just overwhelming. And they ask you questions that involve, like, you reflecting on your whole life. And I certainly reflected for a second and, you know, looked like someone was cutting an onion near me. But fighting back tears, but here, you know, like, I was just more mad at myself. Like, I'm a better race car driver than what I showed. I think, I don't know, I don't want to say this, but I try to tell myself that I'm the best at what I do, and obviously today I didn't really show it, but I have to have the attitude that I am, and, you know, I'm friends with everyone who I race against, but I also hate them when I get in the race car, and I don't really know how to explain it. It's kind of a weird dichotomy because I like all the people I race against, but I also need to hate them.
Congratulations, Blake.
Thank you. I will be gentle with this.